It's expensive to travel in and out of Alaska, and for Puni Timu, that price tag has kept her from seeing her parents for more than a year and a half. Puni went to Kodiak High School, where she was a star player on the girls' basketball team. She graduated and signed on with the University of Jamestown's basketball team in North Dakota, and it's been a long time since Puni last saw her parents, and her teammates recently decided to do something extraordinary to bring the two together. KMXT's Brianna Gibbs has more.
Puni moved to Jamestown, North Dakota in August 2012. Her dad dropped her off at school, so the last time she saw her mom was when she left Kodiak more than a year and a half ago. She worked in Minnesota over the summer and spent holidays with friends from the University of Jamestown. But this fall, the absence from Kodiak and her family really started to weigh on her. Greg Ulin coaches the women's basketball team at Jamestown and said Puni's teammates could tell Puni was pretty homesick and decided to take matters into their own hands.
A player approached me with an idea that we should all kind of pitch our money together and buy her mom a plane ticket so she can come to North Dakota and surprise her at a game.
The teammate was Hannah Wise, whose mom, Leanne Wise, said she wanted to do something special for Puni.
You know, my daughter and I are very close, and so being away from my daughter for a year would be extremely difficult. So I understood it, and Hannah was so adamant about, we got to get her mom here and we got to surprise her.
The team got in touch with Puni's mom, Sina Timu, who said she couldn't believe the thoughtful gift her daughter's friends wanted to give their family.
And then I was shocked when they said that they're bringing my fare to come down to see Puni. So I was shocked when I heard that, and I said, oh, what am I going to do now? You know, there's no way for me to turn these girls down. I said, okay.
She kept the secret for 2 months and only told her husband and the kids that are still at home in Kodiak.
Every time Puni called, they pretended nothing's going to happen.
The actual night when we drove to Moorhead with her, her mom all along kept saying, oh, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. My hands are shaking. And then the actual event when Puni came out, and she just was beside herself. It was just so cool.
This was a JV game, so we had a bunch of our varsity kids were there, a bunch of other boosters, a bunch of other parents. There was about 25 or 30 people there, so we were all pretty excited for her. We all knew what was going on. Puni was the only one who didn't know. So we snuck her mom into the gym. The girls went down to the locker room, and they were coming out for warm-ups, and we kind of formed a tunnel with all these people, and we were clapping and cheering for them. And as she walks through the tunnel, and then she sees her mom, and she screams out, Mom, and then it really hits her that, hey, my mom is here.
I just saw my mom at the end of the tunnel, and it was, at that point, it was just unreal for me. I was shaking. There really was no words that could describe how I felt, especially being away from my mom for so long. I just didn't know what to feel, didn't know what to say. You know, I didn't know whether to push her away or hold her. It didn't register in my head for a while that she was standing right in front of me.
Thanks to Puni's teammates, Sina was able to stay with Puni through the Thanksgiving holiday, making it one of the more memorable ones the two have ever shared. I'm Brianna Gibbs.
To see a video of the reunion, go to alaskapublic.org.